Okay, we are going to begin to record. Good evening, everybody. I call you from the Acralo on the 3 of October. We have on the English channel Wilfred Abigaba. On the French channel, we have Tijani Benjema, Hilary, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Aziz Hilali, Yao Viatonoun, Soufia Gerfali, Fatima Tessie Sila, Victor Ndang, Aja Ouattara. And we have the apologies of Michel Chonon, Baudouin Chambé, and Didier Cassol. From the staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Heidi Wilrich, Matt Asciani, Julia Charolin, and Gisela Grobert. We are going to present Julia. And please, I recall you, I remind you to tell your name so the interpreter can interpret on the English channel and know who is speaking. I see that Etienne Ichichimbi is joining us. Hello, Etienne. Good evening. Hello. Just to tell you, you have to tell your name before speaking. Thank you. Thank you. Tijani speaking. Tijani for the record. Well, we are going to move to the second point of the agenda, open policy issues. We are going to see them. Please try to participate to ALAC is going to do to participate to the comment period. It should be good that the ALS of the region participates too. As a region, if the region think it is important to contribute. So, I'm going to begin with the first comment period, the SSA Working Group Phase 1 report. The comment period is on the 13th of September, and the response period, 21st of October. The other one, SSAC report on dotless domains. The comment period begins on the 23rd of September and ending on 5th of November. Trademark clearinghouse documents, a good subject. The comment period is ending on the 15th August and the response period on the 7th of November. Draft recommendations over a policy for the selection of the of IDNCCTLD strings. The comment period is ending on the 18th of October and the response period on 9th of November. Next one, IDN variant TLD program, procedure to develop and maintain the label generation rules for the root zone in respect of IDNA labels. The comment period is ending on the 19th of October and the response period on 9th of November. Next one, protection of International Olympic Committee and Red Cross names, drafting team recommendations. The comment period is ending on the 19th of October and the response period on the 9th of November. Proposed bylaws amendments to align board terms. The comment period is ending on the 22nd of October and the response period on 13th of November. Then we have community input and advice process. The comment period is ending on 25th of October and the response period on 14th of November. Then we have community input draft 2013-2016 strategic plan. The comment period is ending on 13th of November and the response period on the 4th of December. And then the last one, ICANN consolidated meeting strategy proposal. I'd like you to read this document because it's proposing a change in the organization of our meeting. So it is a change proposal and the comment period is ending on the 16th of November and the response period on the 7th of December. So we are finished. If there are any comments, if there are any questions, please. Olivier, you have the floor. Thank you, Tijani. Olivier speaking. Well, the briefing you made was very well made, but there are some things you have to note. There are a lot of response period ending on around the 20th of October, and this comment period have just opened. So how can we have such a quick response on this period? A lot of these comment reports are just falling on the same date as the Toronto's meeting. So the idea is to do this response period or this comment period in Toronto. So a lot of statements are going to be made by ALAC. I don't know which one. We are just beginning to work. But this is clear that these subjects are going to be addressed in Toronto and we will be able to face all those statements for ALAC. Second point, ICANN consolidated meeting strategy proposal is a statement proposing that the ICANN meeting be consolidated in at a global level. So we have a meeting in North America, one in South America, one in Africa, one in Asia, one in Europe. So the first meeting of each year will be made in Asia, the second one in Europe, and the third one will be made depending in North or South Africa. So North Africa or North America, Africa or South America. And I'm not sure that it is a good level of acceptability at the global level. And I think the region of AFRALO won't agree with that new decision. So you have to tell us. But seeing the discussions that were taken given, I think some people are not very satisfied because Africa and South America and North America won't be so present. So Tijani, you have the floor back. Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. Well, this proposal gives to Africa one meeting each 3 years. And it is the same for North America and South America. And Latin America and the Caribbean. So, and Asia and Europe will have, each of them will have one meeting a year, one meeting per year. So it's not very fair. Well, now, if you want, we can move to the next item. Are there any comments on that point, on that issue? Yaovi? Yaovi, you have the floor. Thank you. Yaovi speaking. I have my hand up in Adobe, but maybe my connection doesn't show. Thank you very much. It's just to sustain what Olivier and Tijani just said on the last document and the comment period. We have seen those documents, and as you said, for Africa it will be very few meetings. So it is very important to us. AfroLaw is very important for us, and this, we have to read this document, and we are sure this document, this decision will have an impact. So Tijani is right. We have to read this document to tell then our, to make some comments. Thank you, Yaovi. Now, we are going to have another meeting, and then it will be every 3 years. So, Olivier, do you want to have the floor? No, thank you, Tijani. Okay. So, now we can move to the next item of the agenda, waiting for Fatimata to join us. So, recent and upcoming activities of ALAC, and this report must be made by Titi Yaovi and myself. As Titi is not here, Yaovi, can you take the floor? Okay, Yaovi speaking. Thank you. Well, I'm going to begin, and Tijani will complete. The ALAC activities, normally ALAC have a monthly meeting as every month. Then ALAC has participated to the public consultation, and ALAC discussed and is still discussing a request made by the Red Cross Committee and on the domain name, and we had that discussion in ALAC, and then everybody seems to be to agree that we have to contribute to the International Committee of the Red Cross and to the Olympic Committee, International Olympic Committee. So the discussions are still taking place, and they are at the level of the GNSO. ALAC has no position. And for the domain name, we can it is mentioned in what we discussed. You can read it if you want some more details, but ALAC had a position made, give its point of view to ICANN on this document. ALAC also found a document elaborated by a group and called the R3 document, and so I mention it so as you to see, to read this document. It is an analysis on the ICANN actually, as it is actually, and it make a proposal to improve the ICANN work. Then ALAC also made a statement on what we call the UNICOM Rapid URS on rapid suspension to protect the intellectual property. So ALAC has taken position on those issues I just mentioned. So to facilitate the work of ALAC. ALAC found a list to send to present ALAC, and then there are some new accreditations of ALS. So the region proposed that this structure can be accredited. So, and ALAC took a decision in that field. Then there is the ALAC working group, which is still working on the domain name and on rule of procedure. The working group on rule of proceeding is still working. Then there is the working group on the ICANN Academy, which is still working. We are working on ALAC activities because there will also be the participation of the meeting during the Toronto meeting. So, Tijani, do you want to complete what I already said? Thank you, Yaovi. Tijani speaking. Can you hear me? So, Yaovi just made the list. Then I want to speak about the document R3. It's a document made by a group created in ALAC, which is called Future Challenged. So this group philosophy is that we have seen that ALAC is trying to answer the public comment, and we try to react in front of what is happening, and it takes all our time. So we don't have time to reflect on the issues that are a challenge for our future. So the group was created to work on that. It was last year, I think, and the last document it produced, it's this document called R3, and please read it and try to contribute on the work of this group, because all the ICANN and ALAC and EXCOM meetings are important for us. So if you have time to do some comments on this document, and if you have some ideas to add to this report, please just do it. This R3 report has been approved by ALAC, but you can add some ideas. Now I think that Yaovi said everything about that. As you know, the director of finances of ICANN began an improvement process of the planning of the financial and strategic planning. So this work was launched last year, and we have now a very good system of communication, and we have seen how the request was made, and now I think that the system is working fine. We have three groups, ad hoc groups, working on the timeline the process timeline. There is a group who is going to work on the format. the strategic plan and the report on that. Then there is another group which is working, which is going to work on the strategic planning. And so we have another group to study those strategic question issues. Hmm? 2 weeks ago, this group produced a document on planning. And ALAC made a comment, and this Committee on Financial and Budget made a comment and sent it. I think we have described all the work of ALAC in this issue. Are there any questions, any comments? Yao V speaking. I see Fatimata is with us, has joined us. Fatimata, can you hear us? Tijani, Gisela speaking. Fatimata has her hand up. I'm going to check if she's on the phone. Fatimata, Gisela speaking. We are going to disconnect you and we are going to call you back. Thank you. Okay, so Fatimata is not with us. She's not on the phone. Okay, so in the meantime, as there are no comments, we are going to move to the B of the reports, recent and upcoming activities of FRLO members. Please, Yao V, you have the floor. Okay, thank you. Yao V speaking. For the ALS, we have participated to the first meeting, the Forum for Governance. So, Yovi, can you hear us? Gisela, we have problem with Yovi audio. Can you call him back? Okay, Tijani, we are going to call him back. Okay, so another comment? Another activity? Someone want to comment? Aziz, you have the floor. Thank you, Aziz speaking. Just to tell you that we are going to organize on February 2013 a meeting or debate. UNESCO came to see us. It is a conference on freedom of expression on internet. And we are organizing a conference, and We hope ICANN will send a person to participate in that conference. Thank you, Aziz. Fatimata? Gisela. We have a very noisy line. Thank you. Okay. So, another ALS want to speak about its activities. Well, I'm going to speak about my ALS, says Chichani. So, my ALS organized with a private sector, the first national IGF. It was on the 4th of September, and I think that the first forum will take place next year. Second activity on Yeah, just a second, Dijan is going to finish. So, with our federation, with our ALS, we organized the first IGF for North Africa. The audience was not very large from North Africa. There was Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco. And Morocco was not present, and Libya was not present. It was the first meeting of this kind. So it was a good idea. Our ALS also participates to the IGF forum. On the Information Society. Yaobi, you have the floor. Thank you. I tell you that we participate on the Internet Governance Forum on the 27th of September, and at the end of this meeting, the participant decided to have a focal point, which was nominated with Noemi Pointe. So we are two persons as focal point on this forum at the national level. And our idea is to create a small group at the national level. And the main activity we have is the preparation with the ISOC help. Training on network that is going to take place in November 2012. So this is the activity we have on my ALS. Thank you, Yaovi, for this information. Tijan is speaking. Victor is asking for the floor. Victor, you have the floor. Victor, are you there? Yes. Thank you, Tijani. Thank you, Tijani. Victor speaking. Victor, your audio is very bad. It's very choppy. We can't understand what you say. Can you repeat, Victor? Okay. We wait for Victor to repeat. And Fatimata says on the chat that her ALS has participated to the national IGF. Victor, you can take the floor. Victor, you have the floor. Yahovid, you want to take the floor too? No, not at all. No, I don't want to take the floor. Okay. So. We have technical problem. Victor, we can't hear you. So, waiting for Victor, we are going to move to the next item, which is item for information. And as a first item, the request of the Chadian Association for Promotion and Development of Internet in Chad. This association asked to enter AFRALO. And this request, as you said it in a meeting before, was not convincing us for a few reasons. We asked Chad to answer some questions that we prepared, and Chad sent us these we are waiting for the answer from Chad because there are something that we can't understand. They are speaking about their association and they sent us the statute of ISOC Chad. ISOC from the Chad. So we can't understand those issues and there are other issues that we can't understand. So we couldn't accept this request from Chad. Are there any questions on that issue? Are there any comments on that issue? Olivier, you have the floor. Olivier, thank you. Tijani, Olivier speaking. Yes, we had, just to tell you that we sent a mail to the ISOC of the world to have some more information on the statue of Chad and to understand better this question. Thank you, Olivier. Sylvia, you have the floor.
Yes, I just wanted to say basically the same thing that Olivier mentioned, that we have been, we sent an email to ISOC and we are following up and hopefully we'll get a response pretty soon.
Thank you. So, Victor, are you with us again? Okay, no. Well, I go on. And the second item for information is the IGF Baku in Azerbaijan. As you know, we are organizing a workshop in Baku. We have spoken about that during the last meeting, and we had the bad surprise to see that Fatimata was not going to come, to be able to come. So it's a pity. And we are disappointed. Olivier will be the distant moderator of this meeting, and we made we are okay with ICANN. ICANN is financing the journeys, and everything is okay for the workshop to go smoothly. And so, are there any questions, any comments? Okay. If there are no comments,
hello?
I can't see any hands.
Hello.
Item drafting group on ALAC rule of procedure.
Hello, Pastor Peter, I want to speak.
Thank you. Yahweh speaking.
Hello.
I just want to remind you that the work on of this group.
Hello.
What was the work made by this working group. A division in four groups, as I told you, to draft the section of this new document that is going to be the rule of procedure of ALAC.
Hello.
So for each group,
the
meetings are taking place.
We've informed Ojani that you wish to speak.
And
hold on, please.
For all those groups, the work is going forward, and we think that in 10 days before the Toronto meeting, we are going to have a global draft document with the rule of procedure. So this is what I can tell you for now, and each group, the first work on the structure of this document, there is a group working on how to organize the meetings and how this is going to function. There is another group reflecting on nomination and elections. So the work is going on these different subgroups, and in 10 or 15 days we are going to have a global document. But for now, the work is still going on, and if you want to see those documents, they are on the wiki site, and you can participate sending your comments. So this is all I have to say on this work on ALAC rule of procedure. Thank you very much. Tijani, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Gisela speaking.
Pastor Peters, please wait for 1 second.
Gisela speaking. There is someone who is not on the Adobe Connect who wants to speak. Peter, you have the floor. Claire is going to translate.
Hello, this is Pastor Peter. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, Pastor Peters, we hear you.
Okay, fine, sorry. I want to pick up back the last agenda before this.
Okay.
The one on the IGF workshop in Baku.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Peters. We're letting Tijani know, so just one moment, please.
Pastor Peters, are you going to speak or?
Yes, miss. Can I speak now?
Tijani, it's a question. It's a question that Pastor Peters wants to ask you. It's a question or is speaking?
A question.
Tijani, he wants to take back this issue. You have to tell him yes or no. Okay, you tell him yes. He wants me to tell him that he can take the floor. Claire has to tell him that he can have the floor. Peter, you have the floor. Peter, do you want to speak, Peter? Do you have the floor?
Okay, yes. Okay, thank you, Tijani. Sorry. I've been trying to join the conversation, but the technical problem here. Anyway, I don't want to ask. I must have missed out, I don't know, the workshop coming up in the IGF in Baku, where Afralo will be having a workshop to be sponsored by ICANN. I want to ask who are those going on behalf of Afralo And what was the criteria used to select the members of AFRALO that will be going to Baku for the AFRALO workshop? Because I can't remember seeing any mail like that in my email for me to respond to. That is my question, please. Thank you. Hello, I'm done.
Peter, you are finished.
Hello.
Okay, Tijani is going to answer this question. The workshop of AFRALO for the IGF of Baku was announced long time ago and was discussed during all the meetings. We can listen all the records. It was an issue that was discussed. This workshop was accepted for this IGF. So it was discussed. The workshop is a workshop. So it's people who are going to speak about some issue, and this is, do we have the opportunity for development, or are we going to increase, to see the problem increasing between, so this workshop couldn't accept to have only African people. So one of the one condition of the secretariat to accept this workshop was that the speakers had to be to come from everywhere, from all the world, so as the five regions to be represented. So the five regions are going to be represented, speaking about the digital gap, and there was a gender question, which was important too. We didn't nominate the people from AFRALO because they were coming from AFRALO, but because they knew this issue. So Fatimata, Mohamed El Bashir, and myself were nominated from AFRALO to participate to this workshop. There are people from everywhere, from the five regions of ICANN, and it is not an event on which we sent people to assist or to participate. We sent people to speak, to make a conference, to play an important role on this workshop, so it is important. The initiative was from myself, and I took that decision with Fatimata and with Aziz, our secretariat. Claire, Peter, do you have some comment on that issue? Do you want to add something, Peter? Aziz wants to add something. Just a minute. Aziz wants to add something. I wanted to add that, Aziz is speaking, that if we read the monthly appointment of our meeting, we can read that the Baku workshop was discussed on three opportunities, on three meetings, and I can give you the link showing the details on this workshop and the different speakers which are going to speak on this workshop. So if you want to read it. Thank you, Aziz. for this precision. Fatimata, do you want to have the floor? Yes. Yes, I'm here. Fatimata speaking. Yes, it's okay, Fatimata. We can hear you. Say Tijani. Fatimata, you are going to take the lead of the meeting. Fatimata says, no, it's okay. You do it. You are doing it very well. I just wanted to ask something on Peter's question. Tijani and Aziz just answered, but I also wanted to tell you that the participation to this kind of event as the Baku's IGF or ICANN activities is not a question of participation because you come from a region or another one. It's because of the knowledge you have on an issue and on your capacity of participate to this workshop. So we are not deciding to send this person because the other one just already had traveled the last month. And we have to clarify that there is a question of when we want to make different players to, when we want them to participate, it's a question. But here we have a critical mass of people who can speak on these issues. Not everybody can speak about that. The subject has been decided, and it was since the IGF number 6, the subject was accepted. There was no input from both sides. So now it's too late. It's too late. We have no time. It's all I have to say, and I hope that you can understand that. Thank you. Thank you, Fatimata. Tijani speaking. Aziz, you want to add something? No, it's okay. It's okay. Okay? Okay, so we move on. We were on the drafting groups on ALAC rope. Yaovi spoke about that issue. So we move to the D, that is to say African Strategy Working Group. We are on the list of AfriICAN, so the consultation made on the final document, which is on the website of the working group and was discussed during a long period. So it's now ready to be sent to ICANN, and it is going to be present during the Toronto meeting during a session on Monday afternoon. So, apparently, the reactions of the community was very positive, very good. There were some comments for some improvements, and now we have the final document. Are there any questions or any comments on that subject? Okay, if they are known, I can't see any hand, so we move to the next item. that is at large new GTLD review group on ALAC applications objections. Fatimata, you have the floor.
Can I help you?
Thank you, Tijani. Fatimata is speaking. Hello? Yes, we can hear you. Okay. So, the review group on ALAC applications objections, there was a debate on a comment, and the group discussed on the Nobel name and I ask you please to see on the wiki to see the different point of view. Some people say it's no use, it's not the public interest, and that debate on the character chain with more than two letters that some people consider that it's no use and others consider that it is an important comment that must be seen, that must be analyzed by the at-large community. So all these discussions are presented to the public to see if ALAC is going to do some comments on that point. There is a chart that has been sent it to the teams to see the dates for the working group activities. I'm not going to read all that. You can find it on the wiki. And if you have comments, you can do them. And comment on what is your feeling on that issue. If you have something to add, as is. Thank you. As is speaking, yes. I think you say everything. There is a comment that the group received on the comment on internet and on the request of Amazon for the GTLD chain. We already spoke about that on the last teleconference, I think, no? Tijani, you have the floor. Aziz, I'm sorry, it's Kizela speaking. We are calling Tijani. I think Tijani is able to hear us, but he can't speak. Fatinata has been disconnected. We are going to call her back. She is on the Adobe Connect, so she can hear us, I hope. But can you? Tijani speaking. Thank you, Gisela. I'm back. Tijani is back. Okay, thank you, Tijani. So we are going to move to the next item. But are there any comments? Are there any comments on the review group on ALAC applications objections? No? Okay. Let's move to the next item. It is the ad hoc groups for the improvement of the budget preparation process. It's something we just mentioned about when we spoke about the ALAC activities. So there is the agenda we have to discuss. I think Fatimata came back. Fatimata is going to address this issue. It's for the meeting in Toronto. Fatimata is back now. Aziz, can you take the floor? Okay, Aziz is speaking. Aziz, please, can you speak about the meeting? Well, we tried to find some subjects for this meeting. It was projected on AFRALO and African list, as is speaking for the record. Then there were some ideas and some comments made, and then there was a proposal that was adopted, that is to speak about the implementation of a fund that we can call ICANN Fund to help for many reasons. I'm looking for those documents. I try to find those documents. Well, this is a fund to improve communication at the ICANN level for Africa. And we prepared everything. There was a drafting group with Yaovi, Victor, Haja, and Fatimata and myself. We prepared a work, a report, and then we realized that there was a problem, and it was that Tijani, you can complete the idea because you are more implicated in that. There was the problem that on Monday afternoon for Toronto meeting, there was a meeting for all the African community of ICANN for AFRALO or African, for those who will be at the Toronto meeting, which are going to speak about the African strategy and which will be chaired by the ICANN chair and the ICANN CEO. So we were told that among the proposals that the group of strategy for Africa will make, there was the proposal we were going to do at the level of Afro-African joint meeting. So there will be a double discussion on the same subject with the same players. So we think that we had to put it on the agenda so as to ask the person participating to the teleconference what they were thinking about it. Do we have to keep this meeting? Do we have to cancel that meeting so as not to have a double amount of work for the same people and the same objective? Yaovi, thank you, Aziz. Yaovi wants to take the floor. Thank you. I just wanted to ask some clarification to move on. This meeting of Monday afternoon is an open meeting for all the African community, or is it a meeting for the working group only with the ICANN? So if it is an extended meeting on Monday for all the African community, I agree that the Wednesday meeting is not necessary anymore. But in the contrary, the Wednesday meeting can be very useful to do some discussion on the result of the Monday meeting. Thank you, Yaovi. The Mondays meeting is open for all the community. So present the work of the working group to the community in presence or with the chair of ICANN. So as Aziz said, if we have this meeting of the Wednesday, when the meeting of Monday will recommend the creation of a fund for the developing country, and so it is the same subject for the two meetings. So there will be a discussion on Monday on this subject, and it is the same community, the same public, so the same audience, so call to ask the community once again to speak about the same subject on Wednesday, it seems a little dumb for us. First, we won't have good results in two meetings if we are speaking about the same subject. So what Aziz said seem very intelligent to me, or very logical to me. Do you have something to add, or any comment to do, or do you want to add something? Fatimata, you have the floor. Yes. Thank you, Tijani. Fatimata speaking. I wanted to thank you for what you said. It was very true to Tijani. If those working group are going to do the same work, it's not necessary. Now, on the list of the African Committee, our subject is on the proposal made by the working group, and it was open to everybody, and we contributed to that. So do we need, now that the meeting of the working group of Monday afternoon, we will do some proposals? Are we going to take the same subjects on Wednesday and to discuss the same subject on Wednesday when we have already a meeting on Monday? So, personally, I think that if the fact that the Monday's meeting before the Wednesday meeting take place, I think it's no use for the meeting of the Wednesday. It was a subject that was not addressed by the working group on the African strategy. If it was another issue, it should be useful to have this meeting on Wednesday, but we have to think about that and tell what we think about that. Thank you, Fatimata. Aziz, do you want to have the floor? Yes, thank you, Tijani. I just wanted to say that we have to take the decision today so as to send a mail to everybody to tell them that the meeting Afro-African won't take place, and that the reason is the one we said. And I wanted to add a proposal in the group declaration for the African strategy. We can announce this, the fact that the idea of the creation of a fund is strongly supported by AFRILO. We have to tell it on the declaration, on the report of the group on strategy, on the African strategy. As is, Tijani speaking, as is, I think that the best thing to do is to maintain the meeting of the Monday and tell that AFRALO supports this proposal and that AFRALO is supporting the work of the working group and that recommendation. But the final draft, AFRALO is included in the working group, but if you said that it's strongly supported, it means that everybody is agreeing, everybody has the same idea. So we can put it in the final result of this working group. Yaovi, you have the floor. Yes. Yaovi speaking. Just to tell you that I support the fact to cancel the Wednesday meeting as Aziz proposed. Thank you, Tijani said. Thank you. The question I'm asking now is who wants to cancel the Wednesday meeting? Tijani. Gisela is calling you, Tijani. I can't hear you, Gisela. Gisela speaking. Okay, I'm sorry. If you are on the telephone line, can you put your computer on mute? There is a strong echo and it's a problem for the interpreters. Thank you. Thank you, Gisela, yes. Okay. I repeat my question, Tijani speaking. I repeat my question. Who is against the cancellation, the idea to cancel the Wednesday meeting? Who wants, who doesn't want to cancel the Wednesday meeting? So, as Fatimata said, we are going to cancel this meeting. This is the last item of the agenda. The last item was any other business. Are there any other business? Aziz, you want to speak? Fatimata, you have the floor. You want the floor? Yeah, it's not... It's not any other business. It's just to congratulate for your good lead for this teleconference. I couldn't hear you. I just wanted to congratulate you for you the way you lead this teleconference. Thank you, Fatimata. And we will meet. We will do what is necessary to solve that question. Okay, so please participate to that discussion. You can participate distantly. It's available for everybody. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, for example, is going to moderate distantly. Any other business, another issue to add to this, any other business item? Aziz want to have the floor. Yes, Aziz, you have the floor. I just wanted to know if there was some problem for the visa. I heard that African people had some problem with the visa. For Toronto or for Baku? For Toronto. For Canada. I haven't my visa I will have it on the 11th of October. Okay. Apparently there are no problems. Good. So bye-bye, everybody. Have a nice evening. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you, everybody. Fatimata, you have the floor. Thank you, everybody. There is an issue here I'd like to address, and it is the importance of the report. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Tijani, to represent myself. Thank you for all the participants. Thank you, Olivier. Thank you to the interpreters.
Thank you.
Good work. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.